The one thing almost everyone involved in the healthcare debate agrees on is that health costs in America are out of control. In Massachusetts, a state commission has been studying ways to change how healthcare is paid for, and it's expected to report its recommendations tomorrow. Meanwhile, the state's largest insurance company is piloting a new payment system that it claims will keep down costs without sacrificing care. WFCR's Karen Brown has more.
The way most health care is paid for today is through a system called fee-for-service. Every time you visit the doctor or get a blood test or have a CAT scan, a doctor or hospital gets paid by an insurer. And there's little financial incentive for doctors to have long conversations with patients about ways to stay healthy or to stay out of the doctor's office.
The incentives in the system are really to drive people to consume more care.
Andrew Dreyfus is vice president of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, which insures about 3 million people in the state.
We pay physicians and hospitals and other healthcare professionals based on the services they provide, not on the outcomes they provide. So there's a real incentive to provide more visits, more interventions, more surgery.
And that, he says, needs to change. Dreyfus is on the state commission that's working to reform the payment system. But as an insurance company executive, he's also in a position to do something on a smaller scale. Over the past year, he's overseen a pilot program at Blue Cross Blue Shield called the Alternative Quality Contract. It essentially offers providers a flat fee per patient per year and lets doctors decide how to spend that money. Dreyfus says it's not an entirely new concept.
There were experiments with this kind of payment in the 80s and 90s. It was often referred to as capitation, which is a terrible word for a whole bunch of reasons, and I think appropriately kind of acquired a bad reputation. And there were two big fears that I think physicians had, and they were legitimate fears. One is there an incentive to choose healthy patients? And is there incentive to not provide the right amount of care, to provide too little care? And I think we've dealt with both those problems.
To make sure providers don't only treat healthy patients, Dreyfus says Blue Cross Blue Shield offers more money to care for sicker populations. To make sure doctors aren't depriving patients of needed care, they pay a bonus at year's end if patients meet certain health measures. And to improve care overall, the insurance company throws in extra money to build up a practice's infrastructure.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good.
Come right in.
Hampden County Physicians, a group practice with offices around Western Massachusetts, became one of the first in the state to sign the Blue Cross Blue Shield alternative contract in January. The group used some of the contract money to set up electronic medical records. They've also hired extra nurses to call and check on patients with chronic diseases, like diabetes, or to remind patients when they might need a colonoscopy. Ari Berman is the medical director.
If you have a good systems approach to maximizing the number of people get screened for disease, it's good primary care, and then it saves money in the long run because you're catching disease early and you're curing disease. So that's what this kind of contract we feel can do.
Berman says he doesn't expect doctors will order fewer tests or procedures because they're still worried about malpractice lawsuits. But since the Blue Cross Blue Shield contract includes prescription coverage, doctors have been pushing the use of generic drugs over brand names, as long as they're clinically equivalent.
I think pharmaceuticals is probably the easiest thing in order to reduce waste, that the doctors feel comfortable saying, this can save you money, the clinical efficacy will be the same.
Officials at Hampden County Physicians say it's too soon to know how well the new contract is controlling costs, if at all. And they acknowledge there are risks to accepting a flat annual fee. In fact, they've taken out a backup insurance policy in case their actual costs go over their contracted amount, a figure they won't reveal. But they're expecting to come out ahead. Not all providers, however, are as enthusiastic about a flat fee system.
I do not want to be pressured to make the decision that's best for my pocketbook.
Kate Atkinson is a family doctor in Amherst, and she speaks out nationally on problems facing primary care. She worries that the Blue Cross Blue Shield contract, and others like it, put primary care doctors at too great a financial risk, and she's not convinced that insurance companies know how to accurately assess good patient care.
If we actually could be reimbursed according to our expenses and according to how to take good care of patients, and it is more efficient with less bureaucracy, I'll be happy. but I'm not holding my breath.
The state's Commission on Payment Reform is expected to make recommendations that parallel what Blue Cross Blue Shield is doing. Dr. Atkinson is hoping the state also creates more uniform billing procedures across insurance companies so her clinical staff wouldn't spend so much time on administration. For its part, Blue Cross Blue Shield has now signed up 1,500 Massachusetts doctors to its alternative quality contract, covering more than 100,000 patients. But even if the program is considered a success, no one is expecting the cost of health care, now rising at 2 or 3 times the rate of inflation, to actually go down. It just might not go up quite as quickly. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.